It's 8:23. Lambert Airport is a landmark. Its corridors haven't changed much for most of our lives. The thought of replacing it might make you feel a bit nostalgic, like tearing down Busch Stadium 2 did.
But time marches on, and a $3 billion plan was unveiled last night. Our Michael Calhoun gets into the details.
The plan for a new terminal setup would keep the history, eliminate what's obsolete, make airlines and passengers happier, and is the most cost-effective option, Lambert director Rhonda Hamdenbrügge tells KMOX News.
Our terminal was built in 1956, so it's 70 years old.
The idea of consolidating to a single terminal and concourse isn't new, but this time it's not just a dream and some FAA paperwork. Hamdenbrügge says patching the patchwork of A, B, C, and D concourses just can't continue.
These terminals have served us extremely well, and while I think we've done a really good job of trying to make them competitive, while we've tried to do upgrades, some of the structural pieces we just can't fix.
Let's go through your trip to the airport. First, you're taking the exit off 70, not too familiar with the airport roads, and then you miss the turn.
We have a very narrow roadway system coming off of the interstate, and especially if you're coming into Terminal 2 from east to west, you have a very, very short distance to make a decision on which lane I need to get into. Is it departing? Is it arriving? Where do I go? And many times, customers can't get over because of the congestion.
Then the e-parking garage. Right now, almost everybody flies Southwest, so everybody has to park there, which means nobody can park there.
A consolidated terminal like this would allow us to double our parking opportunities, put one large garage in front of this single terminal, push it back out, which would give us a rider roadway system.
Everybody's favorite, TSA. And again, these days, you've got to go to the checkpoint that matches your airline, not the shortest line like at the grocery store.
We have four checkpoints today. No matter what we do, trying to reopen the D concourse, maybe trying to put a food court, everything still evolves around the fact that we are inefficient. It's not cost effective to have the manpower for four separate checkpoints and to have the equipment for four separate checkpoints. You need a consolidated checkpoint.
So your shoes are back on. You're flying Southwest. Terminal 2 and E-gates are newer, but 25 years old isn't so new anymore.
Our current facility, while it's pretty nice in Terminal 2, is very small.
As Southwest has grown, the airport's opened up old TWA space to accommodate, but that means, especially if you're an out-of-town connector, your shoes better be made for walking.
If you come in at gate E4, and now you have to walk to E40 on a very tight turn time after deplaning an aircraft, those connecting times are getting more and more challenging.
Attention to baggage carrier.
And then when you get back, getting your luggage might take some time. So now the proposed solution. It would keep the historic Terminal 1 structure, put all of the ticket counters and all the security in there, leading to the new 62-gate concourse with food nooks and shops and moving sidewalks galore.
We need a more modern terminal that has gate operations on both sides of the terminal so people can connect across the hallway. That's the way we grow our connecting traffic, and that's a critical component.
The retired Terminal 2 building and space could become on-site car rental, a hotel, or something else. If the cost makes you want to ground the idea, Hamdenbrügge reminds that no tax dollars go into it.
Right. So airports are enterprises funds. We're independent. So our charges are paid through our airlines and through user fees. So we would the financing for this certainly would not be any taxes to the public. The financing comes through the sale of bonds. It comes through your concession revenue. It comes from the fees that airlines pay.
The new concourse would be on the footprint of some of the current gates. So how do you dance around that construction?
If you think about a lot of the airports that are redoing today, you know, LaGuardia did a build over existing. You have Pittsburgh doing a build over existing. New Orleans and Kansas City were kind of new terminals, kind of off to the side. But Nashville, existing terminal. Salt Lake City, building over existing terminals. That's just a pretty standard trend in the industry.
But these things take time. Next is federal approval. Hamdenbrügge says even if this doesn't open until 2030, it'll be more suited to flying then than the current setup.
It's time to act and engage toward the future.
Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.